guys. This is going to be a very different podcast episode or whatnot. We have scissors out. We are getting ready to get rid of this thing on my head, y'all.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show.
I'm just going to go ahead and start. Because I've been waiting, like, it's been 2 years. 2 years I've been talking about this. I realized because Near the Light, Mahogany Curls, they all cut their hair in 2018. And I know I have it all saved in my camera roll. And like, I know that I wanted to cut my hair. There it is. I know I wanted to cut my hair in 2018. And my hair, it's still like this. So I just showed you guys what my hair was like. I just took some photos of my hair, last photos of my hair for a minute, or at this length for a while. And I'm going to get into this. I have been watching a few videos. My hair is so dry right now. It is just dry. Anyways, let me tell you guys some details because I am going to be using some shears. I have these shears and then I have these shears which came with my clippers. So the ones I had were a little bit smaller. I feel like they're sharper. And then I brought these clippers from Wall. It's the one with the Color Pro. It's like $20 at Walmart, so nice investment. And I am going to be using the 8 guard, or that's what I would like to do, because I want my hair to be even, and I didn't want to go to the hair salon, and I've been watching videos, and I feel confident, and I want to do this process myself. I just want to do it myself. I'm still a little nervous about it, and I just want to be able to, you know what's going on. We're going to cut it, but I can't cut it lower than an inch, because that's what I'm trying to shape it up at, to see what that's even looking like. But I'm just going to cut it and see what that looks like. I'm trying to measure this thing out. I'm trying to measure it out. Are we looking like that? That's pretty long. I do have another hair bow, but I don't know if I need all of this. I'm gonna part it more in the top, but let's see if we can get moral support right now. I'm gonna call my friend, and then I probably will call my sister, and then I'll probably call my boyfriend, and yeah. But yeah, this is just my process, guys. Never cut my hair this much. Even when I went natural, I only cut off the perm ends and I waited till it was like literally this much left at the end. So I cut like an inch off. And now I'm just cutting all of my hair off because I just want a fresh start. I just want to try something different. I've always wanted to cut my hair off, so I feel like, why not? My birthday is next week. I just want to do this. I just want to try it out and lose the attachment and be me, be proud and curly, you guys. I've been talking about this on the podcast for quite some time, so I'm just sharing with you guys that I'm doing it now. Be sure to watch this YouTube video on the Proud and Curly YouTube channel, because if you're listening on the podcast, because it's definitely a visual. It's definitely a visual. So Corey's like, Corey, it's about to happen right now. I'm about to do the first little Corey's the one that got me into this. Came on the show talking about, oh yeah, I'm about to cut my hair in 2020.
And you see, everybody is cutting their hair before me. Uh oh, she's doing it.
Oh god.
Wait, film it. Come on, start recording. Okay, it's recording. Oh, I don't think my sound is gonna record though.
Why is that so like shocking? Like,
oh my god, you cut it off!
I hope that was not more than an inch, because I was still trying to go up with this guy. I literally have no idea. Wait, you're supposed to be giving me pep talks. You look just as shocked as I am.
I'm trying to figure out which method we're doing. Oh, I think I did see that like ponytail method. And then you just, like, chop it.
Well, yeah, I'm cutting it low, and then I'm gonna use the clippers afterwards.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But I gotta cut it down.
Shorter.
Yeah, I mean, this part is already probably gonna be shorter because it's at the back. Because I don't know, like, how it's gonna curl up. Like, we're just out here.
We have to do
tests. We're just out here it feels kind of cool though, like, actually, like, everybody's like, oh, it feels liberating. Lord, let's pray Lord that this comes out.
We're gonna fix it. It's fine.
It's gonna come, because I could still do a little Okay, so I know this episode might be a little weird, especially if you're only listening to it, but I'm going to be giving you guys the thoughts that I'm having as I'm cutting my hair. So first off, I felt like this looks crazy. I have no idea what I'm doing, but just know when you're first doing it, you just kind of have to get it short enough to kind of then continue to style it. So just know it's going to look crazy at first.
Yes, chop it off. Let's go. 2020, chop it off. Big chop. Big chop.
Corey, you're next. I tag you next.
Oh, are you cutting your hair? Oh, like completely cutting it.
Yeah.
New year, new you?
New 25. Clark, how do I do this? What's happening?
Are you trying to, like, preserve some? Is that why you're, like, sectioning off? Parts?
Well,
snip, snip.
So right now I'm just calling different friends to get some moral support, because I had no idea what I was doing, but I knew I was ready to go ahead and do it, and hoping maybe they'll give me some tips and some guidance.
3 months later, when it had just gotten out of control, when it was all like grown out, and I was like, okay.
Well, here it goes.
Whoa. Wow, I can't believe I'm getting to witness this live.
I just needed some moral support. What is happening in here, though? So, at this point, I'm pretty much done with half of my head, and I'm at the top of my head, and that's the part where you can really see what's going on. I would definitely recommend watching this on YouTube, and the link will be in the description box as always for all of the podcast episodes, so definitely check it out.
Whoa.
Oh my god, I'm, oh.
style.
Okay, guys. So at this point, I have one more section to cut off at the front of my head. And I'm not going to lie. At this point, I was definitely feeling like Angelica's Barbie doll. And my hair looked exactly like that, basically.
Like, a lot shorter. Like, I don't know. Like, just, like,
on the top?
Than I usually have it. Yeah. Oh, it's just getting too tall for me. Oh.
I have no idea. Because this is
the longest one you got.
Yeah, this is the guard. So that looks like all of that's coming off.
So now I have all of my hair pretty much cut down, and I'm just assessing how short it's going to be. I put the guard in my hair to kind of see what it's going to look like. That's what I just said. And now I'm just oiling the blades because that's very important. I was told by my dad.
Oh, God. That sounds serious. I'm kind of nervous to do this next part. I don't know why, but it's getting shorter and shorter. But I'm like, every time I was watching the videos, I'm just like, if it's already short, you might as well go shorter. But like, I'm going to be excited when it's at this length, when it's growing back. But anyways, I've warmed up my clippers and I think that they are good to go. I don't know, my dad's like dabbed them and stuff, but he's not down here, so I'm just like, okay. Gonna put the guard on. This is an 8 1-inch guard that we're gonna start with and see if we wanna go any shorter than that. And so, in a video I watched, there was a beautician. Why is my part just a mess? I mean, this doesn't have to be my part, but there was a beautician that, that looks a little bit better, that was cutting a big chop, and she made sure that the girl knew. She was like, make sure they use, the girl that I was watching, she got a 4 guard. So she was like, you're a number 4, and tell them you're a number 4 and tell them to just cut your hair down. And so she cut it down from the part. She cut it down and she cut it down all around, and then she came over here and cut it down here like that. So that's what I'm gonna try to go for. I don't know if that's right, because I am not licensed or anything.
Okay, so your hair's shorter.
There's little. There's a little
Are you
guy
like
there.
In the process, though? I'm so confused.
Oh, yeah, we're about to go in.
Oh, my gosh.
Clark, you have copyright music going on in the background? I think this is how you do it, right?
Do you want to watch a video?
I've watched videos. I just...
That's why I'm like, please don't have me. Go with the grain of the hair, I think, maybe. I don't
know. Yeah, go with the grain. Don't be going up this way.
No.
So maybe down.
But I don't... Do I need to start here? Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if I want to start right there. I don't know, guys. We'll see what happens.
The fact that I can see what's happening because your arm's in the way.
True. Ow, my hair's all not nappy.
That's coming off.
I look like...
No, I stopped them. Keep going.
So as you can tell, this is very much the process of me cutting my hair. I had no idea what I was doing, and I was just trying it out, getting help from my friends that were on FaceTime. So if you don't have anyone that's around you, try calling someone. I did watch a lot of YouTube videos the night before, but at this point I was like, let's just do it. It can't be that hard. So as you can see, and as I was trying to explain, I cut it in a downward motion. So I started and I kind of parted my hair off at the back of my hair, and now I'm doing the side of my hair. I parted my hair in a part on the side, like a side part, but that didn't end up mattering once I washed my hair anyways. But that was kind of me kind of sectioning off my hair as far as which way do I need to shave downwards and which way do I need to shave forwards, because when I got to the top and the front of my hair, the top front of my hair, I shaved that in a forward direction, if that makes sense. It all had the guard on it, but I was going in a forward direction so I could go trying to go with the way that my hair is growing. So that was the method that I used.
Whew. All right. Let's try this again. Oh my gosh, y'all, this hairball is so big over here.
It probably looks like a second Ollie over there.
Oh my god.
Also, one other thing that I quickly found out was that my hair needed to be fully detangled before I shaved it, and I wanted to make sure it was, because if I was going through with the guard and it was snagging on my hair, that's something I want to be careful of, because if the guard comes off, then it's cutting at free will. So that's one thing to make sure of when you're doing this, or if you're going to do this, to make sure your hair is fully detangled, maybe even blow dry it. I could have done that, but I feel like my hair would have been a little bit too soft. But yes, make sure to detangle your hair.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea to do this in the front, Clark, because if I want to part it and stuff, it might need to be longer. So now I guess I should try to make sure it's even.
Yeah, you want to just run it through the whole thing.
Okay.
So I just got done going forward at the top of my hair, shaving it the forward motion, and now I'm just going to go all the way over my hair, try to keep going in the downward motion at the back and the sides of my hair, and the forward motion in the front of my hair to make sure that it's even all the way around. And I'm just feeling around. I only have one mirror. It would be better if you had like two mirror situation going on. But I'm kind of just feeling around and I just keep going. And then they're helping me on the video and letting me know, hey, there's a spot there, there's a spot here. So that was very helpful because I basically couldn't see. So you want to make sure that there's someone that is there that can see. I mean, of course, I went up and asked like my family if they saw any spots and I would go back and fix it. But you kind of, if somebody's there with you, that would be even better.
Wow. Yep, definitely time to. But I think this is how I wanted it, because I just want to start low. We can, you know, grow it back. Yeah. I see this right here. But then it's like, if I move it around, it starts to all look even.
Yeah, that's the thing about curly hair, though. When you start pulling it, it'll deceive you, but you're only going to tell once you wash it if you need to go back for another pass.
Yeah.
There's like one hair on the your right side that I feel like if you
could, yeah, right there.
Yeah, yeah, right there.
Why do scissors have so hard of a time? Yeah, I'm gonna use the shears now. Some like.
Don't get too happy with those shears.
Okay.
I was just thinking about it.
be like, shit. And then you're going to have to take a half inch to it.
We're going in with number 7. All right. No more braids for me for quite some time.
No, you can still do braids in that.
With this?
That's long enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you blow that out, yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can still put my finger in it. Should I wash it now, or is this?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
They're like, I want to see the finish.
Got trapped in there.
It looks so weird like this. Yeah, I gotta see it curly. Just to like make sure we're good here. Otherwise, we're just gonna take it all the way down. If it looks crazy.
You could just taper it, you know, and just chill for a second, let it grow a little bit, you know? Readjust.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, look, okay, you need to give yourself a week because you're not used to it yet.
That's why I wanted to do this today, a week before my birthday, so that I could get into it and feel it. All right, I'm gonna wash it. We'll come back and see what I can do with this styling. Might put on a little bit of eyebrow strands as well, just to add to the, you know.
For real, let it curl up, okay? And then if you're really not feeling it, gel that sucker down, okay? Rock some finger waves for a week.
Yeah. Okay?
And, you know, that'll be that.
Then we'll have to find the look. There's going to be a look.
For sure. It's a whole adjustment period. You're like, man, I don't even know what to do anymore.
All right, guys. I didn't even show you guys the inspiration photos, but, oops. So, this was my Big Chop inspiration. So, I think we're kind of looking like this, you know? We're kind of getting there. This is kind of what I was into. So we're probably going to look somewhere in there. So it's going to be fine, guys. Just remember this and we'll be back. All right, guys. Here is the final reveal. Oh my gosh, I am shook. Like, that was the first, like, me wetting my hair in the shower. I was just shook. I was like, I gotta get a mirror in here, I gotta see, because I could see the shadow of some curls coming in, and I was like, wait a minute, let me see what's happening. So got my mirror in the shower, and I was just like, because I mean, I know my curl pattern, but like, I didn't know how my curl pattern was going to look short. Like, I've never seen it this short, so I didn't know what kind of curls I was going to have. I had inspiration photos, as I showed you guys, and I think I was pretty much on point with that. I really, really was inspired this whole cut was when I first saw Love Is in her hairstyle, in that show. And her hair is way looser than mine. And so I just kept telling myself, like, it's not going to look like that. It's not going to look like that. I know that my hair is not that texture. I know it's not that texture. So just being more realistic and looking on Pinterest and liking or saving to my board things that I knew may have looked more like what my hair would look, definitely more curly. But I didn't know if those were manipulated, like if they had to finger coil or anything. I don't really have enough to finger coil. I mean, I could finger coil it, but I am so grateful that this is how it came out, because that was a part of why I cut it. I don't really have time to be doing all that. So I am really excited about this, and yes, it's really short, and I feel like I have a little bit of a mohawk going on, so it's mostly even, but my head is big right here, so I feel like it looks a little bit more of a mohawk in the middle, so I'm still going to tweak it as I go, or cut different hairs as I go, but here we are. Here we are. We did this. I am really excited about it, and I feel really good. Like, I didn't feel too good cutting it. I didn't know how I felt when I had it off, but like right now, having it done and just like curled and everything, it's feeling just like me. And one thing that I was thinking about earlier was like, I don't really feel like it's ugly. Like, I can't say that it's ugly because it's literally just my face. So if I'm saying that I think it's ugly, it's because, like, it's literally just me. Like, there is not enough hair on here to be ugly. I mean, these are my curls. I've already known these were my curls, like, from my baby hairs, as far as, like, being able to see exact, like, kind of how it would look. So I can't really say that it's ugly because it's literally my face. I know I have a big forehead. That's already been a thing. Like, I never covered my forehead really when I had my hair curly. Maybe when it was straight, sometimes I have a little bit of a bang, but we never really did all that. So so that's just something that we have to get over with. Like, that's me. Another thing with the haircut, and I'm gonna go into more in depth in all of this in my next episode, because I'm going to do an update to my natural hair journey. I'm going to give it a few more days, and then I'm going to update my natural hair journey with this and more into like how I was actually feeling now that my hair is gone. I kind of feel how I felt more with my hair, as far as me not using it as a crutch, but using it to hide behind, or using it kind of like, I don't know, if as an excuse. I'm going to form my words better so that on my episode that it's better. But in the next podcast, we're going to get into just my natural hair journey, because the last time I did the episode was in 2018, 2 years ago. I think, yeah, 2000, and that's when I wanted to cut my hair. But I never did. So here we are. We finally did it. So I could finally update my hair journey. But also, what I was about to say is, with me having my hair short like this and getting used to it, I don't want to start forming the habit to think that because I don't have hair that I need to compensate for that in another manner, jewelry or makeup or anything else. Like I was saying, I kind of felt like I was hiding behind a shell with my hair, like, and partly I just did not have time, but sometimes it was kind of like hiding in a shell. Like, I mostly did my hair because that's like the biggest thing, so if I had any time I would do my hair, but I wouldn't really put on any makeup. I didn't have time. That was part of the problem. I didn't have much time to do things. So my makeup, I just got used to like, hey, we're not gonna wear makeup, like, and we're not gonna do different things. I still wore jewelry here and there, and I pretty much associate putting on jewelry or putting on makeup when I feel like it, when I want to, when I want, like, when I'm feeling like having a look, when I'm whatever. But I'm not gonna put it on to compensate for the fact that I don't have any hair. I'm gonna just put it on because that's what I wanna do. And like before, if I was to put on makeup or jewelry, it was mostly because I wanted to. But sometimes you feel like, oh, I wanna judge up my look a little bit more, and that's totally fine. But I'm saying, even before I cut my hair, I did feel like, hey, I'm gonna have to always have eyebrows. I'm gonna have to always do something. And I, here's me without the earrings. It's literally not that big of a difference. It's literally not that big of a difference. Of course, I probably will have to do more maintenance to my hair, which is fine with me because what I just did to my hair was literally so quick and easy, and I like that. I'll talk about it more in my episode, but with my longer hair, I was starting to feel lost. I didn't really know what to do. It was always dry. It was always this. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't the style that I wanted it to be and all of that. So I just felt kind of overwhelmed with it, and which is why it always ended up in a dry puff. But now, me doing my hair, I literally just did this in the shower while I was taking my normal shower. I used so much less of products that I like. Put more conditioner in my hair. I feel like I can moisturize my hair more. I have a lot less of it, so I'm feeling like I can get a handle on that, and as it grows out, I can feel around in it and know what to do. But anyways, I don't want to make this video too long. I know it kind of probably is long, but I am so excited about this journey. This is the most that I've done up my hair so far, but you guys will see me try different looks. And hey, if I want to put on makeup, I want to put on makeup, but I don't want you guys to think if I have on makeup, it's because I feel like I need to have on makeup because I don't have hair. And I just feel like that's another thing. Like, you don't want to, like me cutting off all of this hair, like look at this whole afro right here. Me cutting off this hair, I don't want to replace me cutting off this hair with feeling like, oh, because I don't have this on my head anymore, I need to put on makeup, or I need to do something, or I need to like... I'm like, meet my face, like me, my face, my curl pattern, how it is, it's not enough. Like, if you're going to cut your hair, just don't think that you gotta do a whole bunch of other stuff just because you cut your hair. Like, it's still you, it's still your face, you're still you, you're still beautiful. Like, I don't want to, like, that was something that I just felt like important to start feeling comfortable with, because me feeling comfortable in this hair and really embracing it and stuff like that shouldn't be overcompensated by putting on a lot of makeup just because I don't have hair. If I want to put on makeup, that's fine. I like to put on makeup. I like to slay every now and again, but at the same time, I like to just have a moisturized face. Like right now, I like to just be chilling. So I don't want to feel like, oh, because I don't have on makeup or whatever, like, I can't do things. I can't come on here and talk to you guys. I can't represent, you know, my brand or any, I don't know. You know, I'm rambling now, but y'all, I hope someone understands what I'm trying to say. If you do, let me know in the comments what you think about this, what you think about short hair and no makeup game. I don't know, like, how do you feel about short hair? Do you believe or do you agree with what I'm saying, or do you not agree with what I'm saying? And if you don't agree with what I'm saying, do you have short hair, or is your hair, have you ever cut all your hair off, you know? Mm-hmm. Because before I cut my hair, I was thinking, yeah, I need to put on brows every day. But, like, now I'm just like, nah, we ain't about to do that. Who said that we had to do that? Who said that was a rule? Because it's not. I feel so much more of a rebel. I feel much more of a rebel. Like, I'm already a rebel. Like, everybody that's natural is already a rebel. Like, and then I went vegan. I just don't care now. I didn't cut all my hair off. I really just don't care. So thanks for watching this video. Welcome to 2020C. And it's about to be my birthday, so I'm just excited. I'm really excited. If you want to cut your hair, like, I feel like this is a great thing. Like, if you've been thinking about it, just put a date on it. Just get more hopefully maybe this helped you guys. Like, just get more comfortable with it. You can even do it yourself. That's what I did. You can do it yourself. Like, you don't have to find a barber. You don't have to find a hairstylist. That's partly why I didn't go. I was looking online. I was just getting stressed. And I was like, you know what? This has got to go. I cut my hair the first time I did my, like, big chop. It was really just cutting out my perm. I cut my hair that time. And I was like, if they say the guard holds it, if all you need is this car and all I want is the same length all the way around, where do I need to go? Like going to a hair salon costs $75 to get a haircut and a style. Going to the barbershop costs $15. What? That's a huge gap. I just didn't understand it. I couldn't find people's reviews. I couldn't find hair that people had did, and so I can know they've done cut hair like mine and it's gonna look like this. Like, I couldn't find out. It was just a lot. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna cut it myself. And as you guys just saw, came out great. So if you're thinking about it, I would say, why not? Have some friends or somebody that can help you along the way. If they can't come and be physically there with you, call them on FaceTime just like I did. And you know what? Trust yourself. Like, I would say it's not that hard. It really wasn't super hard for me. But I've been in my hair a lot, like giving myself braids or something like that, like parting in the back of my head and really being able to feel in my head and stuff like that. So I would say if you're experienced in your head and you know what your head's like and your hair is like and how to look in the back and stuff like that, then I would say it's fine. But if not, then you might want to get some help, or at least have somebody there with you to like check in the back of your head and stuff. But like, praise the Jesus, it came out okay. And hey, I can always touch it on up if I need to, or use some shears and touch it up if I need to. So thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to subscribe, like, and comment down below. Like I was saying, what do you think about short hair and no makeup, low makeup kind of attitude? And comment down below what you think about that. Share this video with your friend. Share this video with a friend that you know wants to cut their hair off, and tag them as being next. Like, say, look, you've been wanting to do this, you can do it yourself. This girl done cut her hair off herself in her like little studio, and you could do it. I'm literally at home, y'all. I'm at home. I'm not nowhere fancy. I'm at home. I just did the white backdrop just, you know, keep the focus on my hair. But yeah, I'm at home. You guys could do this at home if you want to. Empower, you could do this. Like, you can empower yourself. Everybody was like, Sierra, what are you doing? And I was just like, y'all, I be in my hair. Like, it's gonna be okay. I'm using a guard. It's fine. We're gonna be okay. And if not, we can go. If that's what I was like, if it looks bad, I'll go to the barbershop and they can help me then. But if you want to go to a barbershop, if you want to have somebody do it, do it. But if you feel like you might want to do this yourself, that's what this video is about, partly, and partly about me just cutting it off. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. And if you're new to my channel and you watch this video all the way through and you like it, I have a podcast called Proud and Curly, and that's what this channel is about. And I also have podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify. I have podcast episodes as well where I interview people about their natural hair journey, and that is what Proud and Curly is about. Today we're sharing a little bit about my journey, and in the next episode I'm going to go more into depth about like what I've just been thinking, just some updates on my hair journey. But we interview at like all kinds of people about their hair journey, and even someone like you could be on the show, where I was looking for new people, new stories. So hope to see you guys in my next video, our next podcast episode. Be sure to subscribe, and yeah. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.